Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. Always on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. What's up to the YouTube folks? It's been a big show. If you missed Shil Kapadia, you can listen, scroll back on the Odyssey app using Rewind. You have 48 hours, or just, the Afternoon Show podcast. So we had Shil at 3. We had Joe DeCamera for an hour, 3:30, 4:30, and then Mike Mayock at 4:30. It was all good.
I love him talking about how he's getting running in basketball. And that's how he hurt the ankle.
Oh, yeah. He said he was doing full court runs all over the place.
A legend on the streets.
Yeah, if anyone saw Joe DeCamera, look, this is a big radio show and a very parochial, you know, everybody is around here. If you saw Joe DeCamera running full court basketball down the shore or here, I need to know what you saw. It sounds like a lie. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So a lot of this is station related.
Okay.
My five favorite things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Okay. Five favorite things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Starting at number 5, last night on my way home, stopped at Costco. And I thought I was going to look at, I was in the candy section.
Oh.
And I was looking at the ones, the bad ones.
Yes. You know? The good ones.
And I was like, all right, should I give the kids a choice?
Yes.
Should I let them decide their own fate?
Yes.
On this.
Their parents are deciding their fate.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know what I said?
No.
And he said, I'm doubling down.
I bought more organic gummies, baby.
You are an idiot, man.
Yep.
Scope asked me in our sales department here. Scope said, hey, the candy thing, that was a bit, right? I said, Scope,
no.
Nothing on our show is a bit.
Yeah.
But, like, we have fun with it, but it is real. And he said, he obliterated you.
You get no chocolate? You didn't get the chocolate?
Nah, all gummies. Oh, gummies and fruit sticks.
No, dude, you can't put the fruit sticks in the bucket. I saw a picture of the fruit sticks. You can't do it. You can't do it. You want to put it in Walker's lunch bag or some crap? That's fine. You can't put the fruit sticks in there. That, you can't.
I love the ruckus this has created. There is buzz within the neighborhood that the kids are going to immediately trade my candy.
You know? To who?
They're going to put it in the bag and like whatever.
Yeah, but you can't trade it. No one wants it.
What I'm hearing is that it's not going to be well received.
No, of course it's not.
Totally not.
Egg his house. Egg. I'm going to egg his friggin' house.
You show up tomorrow at 7:30?
Yeah, just egging it?
Yep.
Well, no, isn't tonight, do they still do Mischief Night?
I think Mischief Night's mostly a myth.
That's done.
Well, it was not a myth when I was a kid.
Growing up.
Yeah, you too. I'm just saying that as we've matured as a society.
Oh, yeah. We call it Damage Night, actually.
Yeah, what I realized, when I moved to Chicago, I didn't know everybody didn't call it Mischief Night.
Right.
It's called something different.
Yeah.
Different parts of the country.
We call it a damage night.
Damage. Yeah. Wow, that sounds even.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Unruly kids.
Yeah.
All right, my fourth favorite thing that has happened in the last 24 hours. First off, congratulations to Trey Savage, local kid, Boyertown kid, 22 years old.
Birds fan.
Oh, Birds fan. Listen to this piece of audio. So it's annoyingly cut, and it's not my fault. It's annoyingly cut. So the first question is, who was his favorite Philly growing up? And then they asked him, who was your first Eagles jersey? Here's what Trey Savage said.
Growing up, I'd probably say Ryan Howard. I grew up a Phillies fan from Pennsylvania, so a Carson Wentz Eagles jersey.
Hell yeah.
Wow. He's a Bronco guy.
He's a Bronco guy.
Well, they were okay early.
Yeah.
That's right. You can see that being his first. Well, how old is he?
22.
So that was, what, 17? So that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
14 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Carson was a lot of kids' first quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, we probably have some Carsons in the area because of Carson.
Oh, there's a lot
I'm
of
sure
Carson.
We do.
A lot of Carsons.
Yep.
A lot of Carsons.
They go by their middle name.
they change their name. Well, we did one topic did on the that. Show yeah. of why are you in the doghouse for like a Valentine's Day giveaway?
Yeah.
And the guy called in and he said that when we gave birth to my son, me and my wife both agreed on the name, but while she was sleeping, I went and changed the birth certificate.
How about that?
To Carson.
Oh,
is that insane? Or
oh,
what?
That's the kind of doghouse you don't get out of with a radio prize.
No, years and years.
Years and years.
Unbelievable.
My third favorite thing that's happened in the last 24 hours actually happened a half hour ago. And it's when there was this back and forth between Spike and Mike Mayock.
Oh, how much God. Of that success did you see just in their execution and how much was scheme?
How about you, Spike? Actually being positive here. I like
that. Oh, luck, man. Wow. All right. I wasn't even being positive, I didn't think. It was a pretty dry question. Mayock is all over me on that stuff. Yeah. This started a month ago.
I don't think I didn't hear that. I called a stray in there, too.
Did you? Oh, because I did the show next to this guy? He's positive about everything? Yeah, well.
I got a stray in there.
Look, come on. You listen to the show long enough. You know what we're doing here, you know?
Well. Yeah, that was a good one by Mayock.
It was.
Good little zinger.
We got a good relationship with Mayock. And you notice Mayock answers my question all the time without telling me how successful he's been in his career, like some other guy we used to have on our show.
Yeah, that we don't talk about anymore.
No.
My second favorite thing that's happened in the last 24 hours, I was alerted to this. So John Johnson does a grievances segments where he just dumps all over his coworkers and lets people call in and rip coworkers. It's the airing of the grievances.
Their own coworkers or rip us?
WIP. Yeah, no, it's only about WIP. Oh, but Johnson gives them the platform to do it. Now, we would never do that on this show.
No.
Not even in the last hour.
No.
And a half.
We do it right to their face, actually.
Exactly right. So in the airing of the grievance portion of John Johnson's program, someone called in and was trying to file a grievance against us for bullying Broads yesterday. And then out of nowhere, John Johnson throws this out there.
But there's another way to look at this, too. You know, although Spike and Ike deny this, they're not young men anymore. Right? Jack's still young. Jack's got a whole lot of things going on. Ike and Spike are not young men. We can call for what it is. They may come off as younger than what their actual age is, but the truth is they're not younger. Like Spike's in his 50s.
I mean,
how many 4 years before he can get Social Security? He's almost there. You know, Ike's not a young man either. So a comment like that can be like, hey, I don't know when you guys plan on retiring. It might be 10 years from now. But, you know, I just saying, it's just a goal of mine. No. The afternoon show's guilty. Oh, my God, are they guilty?
Hold on.
What are we guilty of?
Well, you think Broads is hanging around waiting? The Broads was not talking about taking this job in 10 years.
Exactly. That's where I pushed back on it.
Yes, and also, I'm not in my 50s. I will be at a certain point, but I'm not yet. Don't put me there yet. Yeah. One of us is.
We'll get a coffin
for you.
I'm
2 feet in. Yeah, both feet in.
Yeah.
Should we get a coffin for your 50th birthday?
No.
Okay.
Don't take my Elliot bit and turn it around on me.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
But speaking of Broads, yes, we always have people listening. And he was on last night.
Oh.
And he addressed
Is this part of your list?
This is number one.
Oh, okay.
Broads addresses the gang up. So this is last night at around
the what?
The gang up.
Yeah.
I heard you. Might want to come up with another.
All right. Well, he addresses this thing, whatever.
Okay.
At about 12:15 last night, he talked about it.
I came in for my Flyers in 50 segment. I had my hockey jersey on, my stick in hands. Spike stops me mid-rant and pulls up the article and addresses it. So I got cornered, and it got a little, it was a certain type of way. But I had to be honest and say, listen, what do you want me to do? That's my goal. If you are in this industry, and you don't want morning drive or afternoon drive, then you don't have the right mentality. And I thought that was pretty clear and obvious. But I had to put up a fight. I had to look Spike and Ike right in the eyes and say, damn it, I want the chair. I want the chair. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
They did try to corner you.
They did.
You can't put baby in a corner.
No, they tried. They tried to corner me. And even afterward, they were, the Brooks, we got you pretty good. Hey, listen, I was.
That
I was
is not what happened.
I was like, oh, I didn't expect that. I won't run away from it.
At the very
I won't
end,
run away from it.
You could tell they took the wind out of your sails.
A little bit. Yeah, I couldn't do Flyers at 50 anymore. I won't run away from it. But I'm good. I could take it. It's fun. It's fine.
You didn't want to stay for the full segment?
No. Listen, they hit a nerve, but it's okay. It's okay. And to be fair, I didn't say my last point on it, because now you got me in it. I didn't say, by Friday, I expect to be sitting there. All right, I'm 30 years old. Spike is here, and he does a damn good job, but he's a lot old. It takes a while to get there, is my point.
Another old shot.
You don't pop into a spot like that at 22 years old. You got to bust your ass to get there. All I'm saying is I'm willing to bust my ass for the next 20-something years to sit in one of these damn chairs in afternoon drive. That's what I want to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sue me!
He doubled down again.
He did.
He said, I'm doubling down.
He doubled down again.
He did.
You think Louis can do Flyers in 50?
Might have to explore it.
First of all, who's the producer in there?
Justin DeRozio.
Because he's all amped up, too. Yeah. He's feeding into
it. He's definitely gaslighting it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's feeding into it.
Yep.
Look, Brooks, you didn't say, I hope to be there in 20 years. What are we going to do with Brooks?
Well.
You know, he's coming for the crown, but he... Oh.
Well, he's still an ally right now.
He is an
ally.
He
got a little ambitious. And listen, we can't fault him for sort of, I don't know.
Well, if he can inside. It's like him and Bryce.
That's true.
Inside,
yeah.
Bryce can be like, these fans are idiots. Right. You start saying it.
Right, and you got to deal with
to
it.
To a reporter, like Brotz, it changes everything.
That's true.
There's inside voice, Brotz, and outside voice.
Yeah.
You're using your inside voice on the outside. What is the phrase? Biting the hand that feeds?
Bite the hand that feeds you, yes.
It's Flyers in 15 next week, and he has to earn the 50 seconds again.
I knew it. I knew it.
And the shot at Fritz. He doesn't want to be a button pusher.
Yeah. That might have been the most egregious thing he did right there.
Fritz.
Didn't appreciate
that
at all.
His name is in the show.
Yeah. He called you a button pusher.
I know. Basically just spat on me.
Yeah. And all the other producers here.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks down on everyone.
Yeah.
He's a rat.
Yeah. He is a rat. This hour sponsored by Guy.
He's doing damage control on Twitter today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still addressing it?
Yeah, yeah. Now he wants to make a statement. We heard your statement last night.
Yeah, we heard your statement.
Your little statement.
We got people everywhere, even late at night. Damn this right. hour sponsored, but you got John Johnson saying I'm in my 50s. Not true. And that we're going to die soon or something. You got Brodes doubling down in front of our faces, which I respected, but then doubling down by himself late at night. I don't know if I respect that quite as much.
Nope.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. It is Thursday, which sort of snuck up on us, which means Fake Stats Connor is here with your props. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm ready for him today.
All right. I got one for tonight and one for Sunday. Okay. And I can't trust the noise around me, so I'll keep it quick if that's cool.
Yeah, just real quick, how'd you do? Yeah. I don't remember him. Last week, I think
it was
you.
1-1.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson did not get his. I mean, Carson Wentz, I didn't realize, was playing completely injured.
Yeah.
And Wandell Robinson hit his prop so for the Giants. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you got?
So for tonight, I got Jaylen Waddle over 22.5 longest reception. He's 5-for-8 on the season, and most importantly, the back end of the Baltimore defense just hasn't been good this season. They've allowed a receiver to go over this line every game of the season, 8 out of 8 times. So,
wow.
I like Jaylen Waddle. I mean, we all know he's the guy with when Tyreek is out. So, and you know, 5-of-8 on the season, so he's been pretty good. And for Sunday, I'm going with Ronde Gadsden. He's a rookie tight end on the Chargers. Over 17.5 longest reception. His route tree over the last 3 games has just continued to expand recently as his chemistry with Justin Herbert has been growing. He's gone three straight with 21, 53, and 40-yard catches. And most importantly, he's been staying in the game a lot regardless of their score, probably because he's a rookie. And even when they're winning in blowouts, he's in the game. So I'm not really worried about them like a blowout ruining this prop on a 1-7 Titans game, basically. So, and hey, every time I've had a weird, awkward phone call, I've gone 2-0. So I hope we go 2-0 this week.
Okay, you really love the longest reception props right now.
I'm drilling into it this
okay.
season. It's been pretty successful so far. So,
all right. Okay, Fake Stats,
right,
Connor.
Thanks, guys. Really
great job
it.
As always. Thank you, Fake Stats, Connor. Have you guys, before we get to Herb, have you guys seen the dress that Sydney Sweeney was wearing at that event last night?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. No, Jack does.
Who was Sydney Sweeney?
Oh, well.
Somebody I should know? Oh, yes. I should know her.
Ooh, boy.
She wore this dress.
That probably came out completely wrong.
She wore this dress
at the
Power of Women event. And all I'll say, if you're a listener, is, boy, did she show the power of women. Holy moly.
Ah.
Herb in the Northeast. You really don't know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Is she an actress?
Yeah, hold on a sec, Herb. Yeah, she's an actress.
She is an actress?
Yeah, she's got a new movie coming out she's like an au pair or something. She's like a nanny.
What movie would I have seen her in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she was in White Lotus, the HBO show.
And then Euphoria, which Johnny, you would have watched Euphoria.
Yeah, another TV show. Yeah. She was in a cool movie about an FBI agent.
She's a Glenn Powell, but no way. Spike watched that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
But
she's in a Rolling Stones video.
Young.
She is.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well.
I'm all about the Cougars, man.
Nah, well, she's got to be late 20s. I mean, she's not 19 or something.
Right. Thank God for that.
Yep. Herb in the Northeast.
You're on definitely saw the video or yeah. some photo.
What's up, Herb?
Hey, yo, Fritz.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got a name for your next son, okay?
This will go well.
Name him Freddie Fritz, okay?
Okay.
I like that, Freddie Fritz.
It's good.
Name after Freddie Freeman.
After Freddie Freeman?
Yeah.
All right. You know? Yeah. Credit to Herb when we name him Freddie.
I think that's a great name, Freddie.
I agree.
Fritz.
Yes.
You know? Why not Herb?
Ooh.
What's up there, Ike Reese?
What's up, Herb? You don't like Herb?
We need to get a couple big plays. We got a little while to go.
We don't play this week.
Man, there's no game.
Do you think the Eagles win this weekend, Herb?
I know that. We got 7, 10 days to go.
We
got to come up with a couple explosive plays right in the first quarter, right from the get-go.
Hey-o.
We got to go up.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you, Herb? What did you think about the toss? We ran a toss last week.
I told you. You like that play? We ran a toss, and we ran the 44 crack left. That's my play.
There's no shot they ran that.
Yeah, that went 65 yards, 44 crack.
Oh, that was the 44 crack. Yeah, the touchdown to Saquon.
Left. Woody, keep running that play, bro. Yeah, they made their blocks. right, left, left, and he went right down the sideline. Goodbye.
Untouched.
Hey,
untouched.
Goodbye, touchdown. My hey, man.
Hello, touchdown, touchdown. Not goodbye, touchdowns. Hello, touchdown.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I'd say whatever I want to say.
Ooh,
yeah, like, you shut up in there.
Yeah, keep quiet.
Hey, look, I'm going up next week. I'm going to make I spoke to Devlin, and I'm coming up there for one practice up there next week.
This is your sinus, right? This is your sinus?
Who is Devlin?
I'm going up to your sinus, and I'm going to show
these kids like it hurts.
How to play. I'm going to show these kids how to play and how to get aggressive.
Can we
what
send,
about Uranus?
Hold on, Herb. Can we send one of our video guys with you to watch you coach these kids?
Yeah, send them up. Yeah, boy.
All right, we'll send Morgenstein.
I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Wednesday. It ain't going to be Wednesday because Wednesday, I'm coming down with you.
You got the Travis Mannion Foundation. Yes.
Yes.
I got to see
Birds
my
at the Bye.
Lane,
Birds
you know
at the
what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. At Chickie's and Pete's Wednesday to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Yeah, we'll be bartending down there Wednesday.
I'm going to be wearing my Longview Lobos long sleeve jersey, number 99.
Who is that?
Hello.
Jerome Brown.
Oh, okay.
Lobo. The Lobos from Longview, Texas.
What?
Yeah, who's 95?
99.
99.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody that probably went to that school is now in the NFL.
Who is it?
NFL.
Who? Who?
I don't know who.
Okay. Why are you wearing it?
Yeah, why are you wearing a Lobos jersey?
Because I like 99, okay? I like 99.
Why don't you wear a Reggie White jersey?
Jerome Brown.
All right.
Okay, Jerome Brown, in respect. Okay, and whatever you want to call it, Jerome Brown was one of my favorite players.
Bring it home for Jerome.
May rest in peace. May rest in peace. Okay. And my grandfather lived to be 99, so I'm wearing that 99, okay?
Hey-o.
Hope I live to be 99.
The only problem is
the
Longview Lobos is green and gold, just like the Green Bay Packers.
You can't wear that
on Wednesday. No, Herb. You can't wear the same colors as the team that we're playing on Monday.
That's all right. Get Lane fired up. Don't worry about that. Get Lane fired up.
I'm sure that's what will happen.
It was good to hear Mike Mayock today.
Huh. What'd you think of that?
I wish he was still in the NFL.
Well, if he was still in the NFL, he wouldn't be on with us, Herb.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but he, you know, I'm just saying, he would talk with you. He's pretty cool. He lives up there.
I don't know how many GMs we have on the show.
New Hope.
That are active.
New Hope, Mike.
Yeah, you just call in. GM of the Titans or something. We're still doing a weekly call about the Eagles.
So what do you think, Ike Reese?
We're going
to get this big lineman from Cleveland. What do you think, huh?
Miles Garrett, you like him?
$40 million a year. $40 million,
yeah. Hey,
yeah, not my money. I don't care. Yeah, let's get him.
Mm-hmm. Herb, do you have kids come to your house for Halloween?
Ooh.
I'm working, dude. I'm working down Xfinity tomorrow.
Well, then I assume just because you're a good guy, you care about the kids, you put like a bowl of candy out in front of your house.
Yeah, I used to do that.
It now, though, right?
Not really, because I didn't buy no candy.
Oh, you got to buy some candy, man.
I don't like to buy candy because my messes up my sugar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not telling you to eat the candy.
Yeah.
The candy's for the kids, Herb.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you lay it out and there might be still like 4 or 5 pieces left. You never know, you know? And so, you know, I got candy in my, I got candy around.
Yeah.
I
got those old
dollar
cinnamon cough drops.
Yeah.
$1.25 store.
Yeah. You got that old lady candy that's in the bottom of her purse.
Yeah, why don't you put some nickels in there or something?
Mince
Tic Tacs.
Yes.
Half a thing of Tic Tacs.
What side with the baseball?
Halls. Some Halls.
Yep.
Halls Mentholyptus.
Yeah.
What's hot with the baseball, Jackie? Baseball, huh?
Yeah, hey. World Series.
Yibbity-yo.
Game six.
What are you hearing these days, brother?
I'm not hearing much. Not hearing much. We're trying to, get to the World Series.
We got one more game left because they're going to win tomorrow. They're going to win tomorrow. Watch out.
What do you think of Ohtani, Herb? What do you think of Ohtani?
What do I think of him? Man, he's good and he's bad. He's like everybody else. He has good. I didn't even see a whole lot of the World Series. I mean, last night I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the game in the because we had there was a concert last night. And we didn't get out.
Yeah, Brian Adams, right?
Yeah.
Brian Adams.
Summer of 69.
They didn't have a lot of people. Somebody said it was only like 7 or 8,000.
Okay. Yeah, but he's great. Brian Adams is great.
Yeah.
But everything I do it for you. What a tune.
I was watching the World Series yesterday. I was watching it. I was, that kid from, I was up in Boyertown. I was up there like about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago, I was up that way.
And you know Trey Savage?
No, I don't know him, but I'm just saying he's from up there.
Can we give him your number?
Did you know that when in spring training, he wasn't even, they didn't know about this kid. He was in the minor league fields, in the backfields down there in Dunedin, okay?
In Dunedin. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Herb. So we're going to see you on Wednesday, right? At Birds at the Bye?
You're going to see me Wednesday.
All right.
And that's it.
All right, brother.
I'll see you next week.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Wow, that's the first time a call just ended with Herb, that we said goodbye and he said goodbye.
Mm. Yeah, well, we tried to make something out of it.
Coming up next, Tyrese Maxey had some great things to say about our new favorite Sixer, VJ Edgecombe. We will get to that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge. Ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you trade 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett? It has flipped. 52% say yes and 48% say no.
There you go. They had to hear a few more people be like, yeah, I'd do it for 3 first-round picks.
Yes, Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Jeez, man. What are the odds of one of those first-round picks, even 3 of them all added up, add up to the production.
Garrett, yeah.
No.
Nope.
So we have our own Myles Garrett and VJ Edgecombe. You know, he's going to be a superstar. Tyrese Maxey was on Inside the NBA with Chuck and Kenny and EJ. And wait, EJ? EJ, right?
Ernie Johnson.
Yeah. Ernie Johnson,
by the way.
Yes.
Working out well. ESPN, good job of not touching.
Yeah, they're just doing that
a priceless show. They really just moved you to your network. Yes. They're still doing the same show.
Same exact show. So Tyrese Maxey was on there and talking a little bit about the newest Sixer, VJ Edgecombe.
I think we have like a competitive nature. That's what I realized about VJ from day one. It's funny because the very first time I saw him, I was like, I told everybody, the entire team, I said, listen, I'll be at the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anybody who wants smoke, play ones after we work out, show up. And BJ was there, and Trenton Walker was there. There was only two players there. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, yeah, he pushing me and going, like, trying to go at me at ones. That's when I knew. I was like, I went home and told my dad. I'm like, Dad, like, you're going to like this kid. Like, he got a different mentality about him. And he liked to have fun. He liked to work. It is the biggest thing that's our similarities. At the end of the day, we competitors, we want to win.
I do think Maxey reaching out to Edgecombe, reach out to, I think, all the younger players in the offseason. Mm-hmm. But those guys working out in the offseason, I think, was good for Tyrese Maxey and good for VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think all signs are pointing in the right direction. I watched that interview. They had both of them on there at the same time. Now, Edgecombe's a little... As a young player, you tend to say things like, we're going to win the championship.
Oh, he did say that. That's right.
Yeah, you do that, but that's all good.
Well, he's in the NBA. He's never lost.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, so, this is how it is always.
It was great seeing both of them on there getting some recognition. It was great having the Sixers in a discussion that was positive, that wasn't about injuries and Joel and this and any other. It was about those young players in the future.
Yeah.
Wait till they add McCain to the group.
A full participant in practice, too?
Not totally full. I guess he didn't do everything. So he did practice. He is not super close, but he is playing basketball, which is good.
I guess
they said he is not cleared for contact yet.
Yeah. But, you know, in basketball, in case, I don't know if you guys know, you get down there and you go to the basket, you know, people are always whacking your hands, man. He was whacking that thing.
Clip that.
Always rub my stick.
I want to leave that clean for you. I didn't even respond. I want to leave it clean for you. Yeah. He wants to, you want to make sure everybody this year. Mm-hmm. And Paul George, boy, taking his sweet ass time.
Boy, he definitely is taking his time.
Yeah, full participant in practice for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yep. Jake Fisher said sometime in the next week or in November. So it doesn't seem like anyone is in a rush to get Paul George back, but his shooting will help. His defense will help.
Yes.
And the other guy that Tyrese Maxey mentioned there, just came back for his first game against Washington. That is Trenton Watford, who played with the Nets, is a good friend of Tyrese Maxey's, but is a point forwardy kind of guy. And so
good addition.
Yeah, his first game was fine, but I think he'll be a good Sixer, I think. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's up, guys? Damn, Ike, I thought Trey Vescovich was going to say 58. Ike Isaiah Reese is my first jersey.
He may not even been born when I played.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I mean, then the follow up question would be, what was your
favorite play?
Throwing a 30 talent, Vonte Barber run down the sideline.
Yep. We always love that moment for Mike.
At least not pulling the Kenny Pickett, who said that the 4th and 26 game was in 05.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Gatekeeper Jack doesn't like when people screw that up.
Yeah.
I know. Fritz, he's dots the I's and crosses the T's, man. Don't get anything by him.
Can't all about accuracy.
Yeah.
I got a big fraud meter.
The show. Well, a 2 p.m. show is all about accuracy.
Yeah, of course. And accountability.
Accountability, right.
Yeah.
I saw Adam Ant, I think, like pre-pandemic, like a couple months before. It might have been the last show I saw at, I forget where, like near the Kimmel Center.
You're bringing up Adam Ant because I'm wearing an Adam Ant T-shirt. Nobody else knows that. Yes.
Right, in case you're not even...
This is great.
I thought this was honesty week. You said yesterday was honesty week, man. You got to let the callers cook, man. The callers were cooking.
Oh, when they were cooking to camera?
To camera.
Exactly.
Dude.
I can't help what meat is put on the grill. As a vegan, you got to just let
but he's a guest of our show. It's different when he's not here and I'm cooking him. When you have a caller legitimate, like, in she was...
She couldn't wait for the opportunity.
And then the next caller was like, she was right, and I got other stuff.
She was right, and I got 7 other points.
Yeah, that was a little much. Even for me, that was a little much.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, listen, you get paid the big bucks, man. I mean, you get paid the big bucks. You got to take the heat.
Yeah, I guess.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, calling him a bully,
I think she meant like a verbal bully. You know, a hogging time. If she said he hogs the time, we'd all agree that poll would be 97-3 if you put that on a poll.
Yeah, people say the same thing about me though.
No, listen, no. Okay. Like a lot of people, you grow on people, but you don't bully. I mean, you don't bully time. You don't.
Okay. All right.
And last thing, Bro, he's like, he's a fourth liner mucker and grinder, so he's striving to get a couple shifts on the first line. That's all, man. There's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't penalize him to strive to get the coach's attention and a little playing time on the first line.
We put him on the first line. Here's the thing, Nick. Mm-hmm. God bless Broads. I want you to name one other host at WIP that we put on weekly 52 weeks a year. There isn't one.
Yeah.
Does Elliot count now?
He's not a host. Well, he's not a host.
ESPN?
Yeah.
Well, he's a host now. Radio?
Yeah, but his job is to be on all the shows. He's on every show.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
it's just Broad.
I mean, you guys, speaking of grilling IP characters, you guys.
What?
You guys take a pound of flug. He's losing more hair every time he's on your show. Like, he's worried about turning 40. He should worry about that hair, the way he's losing hair every time you guys grill him.
Wait, Elliot or Broads?
Elliot.
Oh, yeah, well, Elliot. What Elliot's there for.
Yeah.
Elliot doesn't think he's ever going to go bald, though. So.
Yeah. But can I tell you? I think he should be careful.
Yeah. I think he's a little too cocky.
Yeah. I think he should be careful there. He's got a nice head of hair, but it's not, he doesn't have thick flowing locks or anything.
Don't tempt the hair gods.
He's got,
look at Ike.
Yeah. He's got thin hair, Elliot. He's got, Elliot should be careful. The gray thing, who knows? But the balding thing.
I got an excuse. I wore a helmet for a lot of years.
That's right.
Yes.
Listen, I would make the trade automatically. Three first-round draft picks, because at that point, once you get him in the building,
come on, guess what?
You can keep an exciting white on the edge. There ain't no cook time because you got monsters on the defensive tackle and defensive end position.
If we have Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett defensive line, I could be the second corner.
Yeah, with your bad hip, you're absolutely right. And Cameron could be a CB too.
Maybe the camera could. Yeah, well, that might be asking a lot. Thank you for the call, Nick. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
Dallas sucks.
All right.
Got him.
My kind of guy.
Let that soak in a little bit. Spike, let me tell you, dude, it is so refreshing to hear you criticize one of our superstars from the city who has not brought home any hardware. It's refreshing. Keep it up. I love it.
Are you talking about Bryce?
Because guess what? QB1, you're never going to hear him crying about anything in the media, ever. Let alone his contract or his money.
Yeah.
No, you're never going to hear it. That's a true leader.
Yeah.
So you keep it up, Spike. I like it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You hear that, Bryce?
I'm gonna hold him accountable. Jack does not like it at all.
Yeah, well, you know, Jack, I know. What can you do? It's a shame, but I don't think we should bring him on because he does not want to be on board with QB1. He doesn't want to.
Oh, no. That was a failure. Yesterday's show was a failure. It was a funny show, but I knew in the first segment it wasn't going to work. Yeah. And actually, drawing out the Jalen people actually pushed me a little further away.
Knew that would happen. Look, it's like Ike says, the backhanded side comments where like Julio says, last year, Jalen was a passenger on the train to the Super Bowl. Come on. Really? Come on.
Well, I mean, pretty accurate.
It's
100% correct, actually.
If you take the whole season into account.
It takes away credibility when it's obvious that's not really true.
Well it's obviously very true.
Mm.
It takes away the credibility of who's saying it.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You have John Ritchie, you got Hugh, you have Ike.
That's
and you have the old G
guys like over 55.
Seth Joyner.
Those guys never say anything outlandish. They're always right measured. On for the moment.
I took a needle in the ass.
They're not overemphasizing one thing or another.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
look at Elliot. Just tell me that Glazer is taller than Elliot. Is Matt Glazer
No,
than Elliot?
He's not.
No, yeah. Glazer's,
I've seen both, no.
Glazer's okay. probably pretty 5'7".
Yeah. I would be willing to give Elliot a pass. You know, between the Mike Schmidt debacle,
yeah,
and
that was a debacle.
The Reggie White debacle.
and the traffic down at the stadium.
Yep.
Remember how you were screaming at him that day?
I remember well. I called him a little bitch.
That he says, and Joe DeCamry says, and Gilio say, and Jack makes me scream like that.
Yeah. Well, so, he is.
It's worse.
There it is. Yeah, Ziggy. Yes. Thank you for the call, Ziggy. Yeah. There's no one that brings it out of people like Elliot.
Yeah. Well, he's one of one.
That's a fact. Yeah. He is one of one.
One of one.
Yeah, that is a fact.
I'm curious about this one. Mike in Williamstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, Spike, Ike, and Fritz?
What it do?
What it do, Mike?
What's up?
Right.
Yo, first, first and foremost, Spike, I need you to dwell on something, all right?
Okay.
I need you to dwell on Joe Flacco versus Jalen Hurts as our quarterback. And I'm going to go to my point number two.
Joe Flacco.
Real quick, and I'm going to talk about it. You think about that, all right? All right. And
we'll just talk about
point
it.
Point number two. What? Rhodes is just speaking his mind. You know, he wants to grow in the company. He wants to do his thing. He wants to be the guy.
Yeah, but you got to have some respect for the chair as well.
Yeah, we're putting him on the air.
And he said all I do is press buttons.
Yeah.
Expecting anyone in the chair. I mean, you just want that growth.
Absolutely untrue. Let me ask you this, Mike. Mike, you're a big Birds fan, right?
Of course.
Okay, let's say Tanner McKee does an interview. And he says, I want to be the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you think that would come off well for Tanner McKee?
Dude, what is the best?
Just answer my question.
Yeah, how would that come off?
Just answer my question. Right now, Jalen Hurts is the starter. Tanner McKee's the backup. Tanner McKee's doing an interview, and he goes, I want to be the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. How would that be received?
If I was Jalen Hurts, I'd say, good luck, buddy, because I'm going to keep doing my job, be the best I am, and I'm number one. I'm QB1.
Again.
Come get my job.
How is that?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it would be received.
Yeah.
It's not how it works.
Now, Tanner McKee. Well, hold on. If Tanner McKee would have said or would say, I want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL someday.
Yes.
That's different than saying I want to be the starting quarterback of the Eagles one day when you got a Super Bowl MVP there.
Yeah. What if Will Shipley, they said, hey, Will, what do you want? He's like, I want to be the starting running back of the Eagles. Like, you don't think Saquon would side-eye him? There's a difference between knowing what that person wants and saying it out loud.
Dude, y'all on the afternoon show are number one. You're all QB1.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
Fritz, even though you're a button pusher, man, you know, QB1, all three of you, QB1,
yeah.
All right? But nonetheless, any person that just applied to WIP, they want QB1 status. So they're coming for your spot.
Okay. Well, here's what you don't do. You don't tell that to a reporter and have that printed.
Yeah.
Why not? Are you guys scared?
No.
Scared of what? No, we're not scared of anything. We're not scared of anything.
What are you guys so offended of? The guy's an up and coming, and he wants to be the guy. What are you scared of?
I don't think anybody's scared of anything. I just said that three times.
All right. So I'll go back to status number one.
Okay. All right.
Joe Flacco
or
Jalen Hurts in the Eagles offense this year, like from week one.
Why are you bringing up Joe Flacco? Who cares about Joe Flacco?
When I had called in preseason, we had a conversation, and you had implemented Joe Flacco being like,
no,
so...
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
In the preseason, no, there's no chance. 0% chance. No.
Yes, you did.
No, he was the fourth quarterback for the Browns at the time. What are you talking about?
You were comping Super Bowl champions.
Oh, okay. When he was good, not now. I wasn't talking about Joe Flacco now. I was talking about when Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
All right, but even when Joe Flacco was elite, like right now,
he was never
would
elite.
Joe Flacco elite. Would he do what Jalen Hurts is doing with the Eagles?
Joe Flacco was never elite. That was my point.
Holy cow.
Mike.
Holy
cow. Oh, now I remember you. You're an idiot. Mike, shut up for a second. I never said Joe Flacco was elite. The debate we were having was when this doofus, idiot, moron said that Jalen Hurts was elite because he won the Super Bowl. My point was Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl, also was big in big moments, and he was not elite. That is my point. I never said Joe Flacco was elite, but you are so thick-headed and think you're so busy listening to yourself, you can't hear that. I never said Joe Flacco was elite. My point was you can win the Super Bowl and not be elite, and it's been proven multiple times. Multiple.
You're so wrong by that.
No, I'm not. Eli Manning's not elite. Jim Plunkett's not elite. He was not elite.
I know.
Yeah, all right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Holy moly. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for... Guy's just a total idiot. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Thank you for listening to the show, though. I appreciate you. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I would definitely give him an extension. Spike, if Bryce was a basketball player and had a debilitating knee injury and couldn't jump anymore.
It's going to be that today.
Yeah. Well, it's the same bit every time. Now that I pointed it out, I hope everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
I hope the texters come up with a new joke, you know, structure.
We didn't.
Yeah, of course. What's next?
Oh, wow. My delivery arrived. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. I love you. Bootlicking Spike when he gets an Amazon delivery.
I'm a bootlicker now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, on the owner's side.
All right. Yeah. I'm not on the owner's side. I'm on the fan side. You fraud. What's next?
Actually, the afternoon show with Ike, Broads, and Fritz has a nice ring to it. Bryce at the bank.
There it is. Oh, Broads hates the Phillies.
He does.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He pretends like he likes him, but he really doesn't.
Fraudulent. Yeah. Fraudulent.
Totally.
What's next?
Spike today. Bryce should be crushed. God, Spike next spring training. Bryce, I need to crush you on something. I heard that you like Almond Joy.
Candy. There it is.
Alex in Lancaster.
Yep.
How about Scoops talking about she's an Almond Joy girl?
Wow, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard her last night with Elliot.
Almond Joy is coconut almond and chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
No
coconut.
No chance.
I like coconut. I like almond.
I like coconut water, but I don't know if I like...
Coconut water?
Coconut water.
You like coconut water?
Anything.
What's next?
Yeah, dip. I listened to a podcast with a professor from Princeton today. What did you do? Spike, looking down on the audience yet again.
You're like, today I listened to podcasts. This is a guy from Princeton.
Princeton, a professor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was talking. We're talking about books. It was a podcast about reading. Only this place.
Yep.
Only this place.
Yep. We don't need your highfalutin.
All right.
Yes.
We don't need
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, really? Did you? Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to listen to people farting and white noise tomorrow.
I like that one. But, you know. Yeah,
I know. Is Fritz at 6 coming up?
Yeah, dude.
Nobody cares.
It's extended Fritz at 6, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
The one you complain about.
What would never complain about. Yeah.
What do you have coming up? What are you talking about at Fritz at 6?
That's a good question. So I'm thinking, nah. Which matters more for you as a Phillies fan? Next year or the next 5 years?
Okay.
215.
All right.
Yeah.
Next year, or the next five years. And you know what's amazing? Even if they don't give him an extension, after the next five years, Bryce still has a contract.
And hopefully he's going for 500.
All right. The Fritz of Six is next. We will talk to you tomorrow, the big Halloween show. Excited to do that. There is nothing Halloween related. We'll probably do some candy thing.
I'll see you for half the show.
We'll spend half the show discussing your half the show.
From home.
Not even coming to work. That is tomorrow. We are so excited to do it for you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.